'Tis travel time, and that means that we're joined by John Townsend, spokesman for AAA, the go-to people for everything travel. John, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
All right. So we know that Thanksgiving is like what everybody thinks of as the big travel holiday, but a lot of people traveling for Christmas as well. What do you predict? What are the worst days to pick up and hit the roads?
Well, depending on where you're going, but Wednesday and Thursday, and in the Washington metro area, it'll be Thursday between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. when the travel delays will increase by 2.5 times.
Wow. So between starting at 3, if you can't get out before 3 tomorrow, you should wait till later in the evening to go.
Right. Or leave extremely early tomorrow morning.
Now, is that because most people just take the week between Christmas and New Year's off?
Right. We have so much vacation time that we leave on the table every year, so this is an ideal time to take vacation, and many companies will accommodate their personnel. The fact of the matter is that you mentioned a moment ago Thanksgiving. In the Washington metro area, you have twice as many people traveling, but the truth in all actuality is we are talking about two holidays, Christmas and New Year's. And at Thanksgiving, the travel is more concentrated.
So it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me that Thursday rather than Friday is the busy day. Because, like, you know, you'd think people kind of finish out the work week, and especially with a week like next week with Christmas on a Monday, then they have all those days off. But you're saying Thursday is going to be the tough one.
Right. Let me tell you why. You have to look at the numbers. So in the Washington metro area, you have 2.6 million people traveling. And so with that many people traveling, that's 4 out of 10 Washingtonians. And in the United States, it's 107 million people. Mm-hmm. That's a third of the population. So with that many people traveling, everybody's trying to game the system, literally. And I mean this in a positive sense, trying to figure out how to beat the other guy.
Right. So everyone presumes if you leave on Thursday, you're beating the traffic rush on Friday, but you're actually joining the traffic rush on Thursday. How interesting.
Right.
So I have another question for you. And every time we've talked about, you know, we listened to AAA for years. I mean, you guys have been tracking all of these trends before they happen. How do you have this magic power, this ability to tell me precisely how many vehicles are going to be on the roadway?
Well, we poll people about a month out, and then we also look at the economic indicators to see how people feel about the economy. And discretionary travel is always a function of the economy. And if you sense you have the financial wherewithal, and most people do these days, they will travel. And especially during the major holidays, especially Thanksgiving, as you mentioned a moment ago, because it's all about family and friends.
Right.
And Christmas is about family and friends. And New Year's is about celebrating the brand new year and a new start.
Or getting completely wasted with friends.
Right. You said the truth.
John, you mentioned the economics of this. How do gas prices play into all this?
Well, gas prices are about 25 cents higher than they were this time last year. But consumers know they're inching down every day with each passing day. So in the Washington metro area, we're paying about $3.24 a gallon. I apologize for that. We're paying about $2.43 a gallon. Now, if you're buying premium, you are paying $3, about 61 cents more. But more and more cars use regular gas now. So that's a pretty good gas price, although it's 20 cents higher than it was at this time last year.
So it's not one of those prohibitive seasons where the gas price is too high.
Just go back, and we have short-term memories, but we remember that 4 years ago we were paying above $3 a gallon, and 6 years ago we were paying about $4 a gallon.
Wow, you're right. We have short-term memories. Let me ask you about flying, because I know AAA will also have these numbers as well. What are the worst days of flying? Now, is this as much of a flying holiday as Thanksgiving is?
It is, and ironically, tomorrow at all major airports across the country is the worst day to fly. It's Thursday. And so the worst days for flying this time around are Thursday, the 21st, Friday, the 22nd, and then the return traffic next Tuesday, the day after Christmas, on December 26th.
Okay. So now, as far as, since people are coming back on December 26th, would assume that they don't have that week off. Is the week between Christmas and New Year's, is that being off, people having off? So Thursday being the heavy travel day, is that unique to D.C. because of the number of government employees, so they're not working between Christmas and New Year's, or is that a nationwide?
No, it all depends on where you are. Let's look at New York City, for example. So today, between 3:30 and 5:30 p.m. will be the worst traffic. And traffic in New York City will increase 3 times the normal rate.
Oh.
In L.A., it's also today, December 20th, from 3:30 to 6 p.m., as traffic increases 2.5 times. In San Francisco, it is also today, between 3 and 5:30, when traffic doubles, or traffic to volume and traffic delay. Tomorrow is Chicago, Boston, Seattle, Atlanta. And then today is a terrible day in Houston, and tomorrow is a bad day in Detroit.
So if you're looking for Christmas cheer, it's not in those time zones right there.
No, what we're saying to people is get an early start in the morning before the morning rush hour, or, Vince, as you said a moment ago, late at night, after the afternoon rush hour, and be cognizant of the fact that there's going to be a lot of congestion around major cities.
Yeah. I remember as a kid, you know, my dad's military guy, we would wake up like 2 o'clock in the morning and pile into the car. Just throw some pillows at the kids, let them sleep in the back, and drive, man. Beat that traffic as quickly as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And he had to beat last year's record, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful Christmas. And thank you for keeping us out of the traffic. We appreciate you every time.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Ben.
Take care, John. Merry Christmas.